Your mind craves knowledge, and while you're getting plenty of that in school, it's not enough. Make sure you're aware of the world around you. Read a newspaper. Listen to people discuss politics. Pick up books that aren't assigned but seem interesting. If it turns out that they're not interesting, put them down. Life's too short to read boring books. Figure out what interests you and learn all you can about it. Use that free time you now have because you've gotten your schoolwork so organized. Take care of your body through diet and exercise. There's a reason people wish each other health and happiness. Those things mostly go hand in hand. Doctors have done a million studies proving the effects of physical health on mental health. Did you know that when you exercise, your body produces chemicals that make you happy? But even if the body didn't, it's just common sense that it's hard to feel good when you don't feel well. Finally, dearest daughter, feed your spirit. Look at the world around you and see the beauty in it. Be inspired by that beauty to create some of your own. Paint, dance, take pictures, write. It doesn't really matter what you do or how well you do it, as long as you're expressing the things you think and feel in some artistic way. Try not to dwell on your differences with people, but instead, find comfort in your remarkable similarities. Practice kindness. Search for God, and when you find her, thank her for her many blessings. On a warm weekend night a few summers ago, I found myself surrounded by people I hadn't been with in 20 years. When I had last seen them at the end of high school, I'd probably already finished growing physically. But I'd only just begun growing as a person. Standing in that restaurant, I found myself almost overwhelmed with happiness. Not just because I could tell my old classmates about the wonderful person I had married or the two lovely, loving daughters I was raising. I felt happy for those reasons, to be sure, but also because for the first time in a very long time, I remembered the skinny, insecure kid who had left Darien High all those years ago, and I saw just how much he'd learned. I saw how far he'd come. That, dearest daughter, is my greatest wish for you, that you'll look back one day and be shocked by how far you've come. For now, keep trying, keep making fabulous mistakes, and keep dreaming. Aim high, and don't worry so much about everyone else's expectations, including your dad's. What's most important in life, what will really bring you happiness, is that one day you're able to take a good look at yourself and find you've become the person that you always hoped you'd be.